And I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. We have Kathy Metz of the American Cancer Society. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Excellent. Doing good. Very well. You guys, well, we've been talking about this for a little while now. It's coming up.
Yeah.
We've got a couple weeks left.
Right.
It's the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk over at Whitaker Woods happening Sunday, October 20th. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, it's one of our signature events. Yeah. It's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. All the funds raised goes to our efforts to end breast cancer.
Right.
Our mission is to get rid of cancer.
I was going
to
say, let's talk about those
efforts. Yeah. But, you know, obviously this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we focus on the pink. We focus on breast cancer. It affects 1 in 8 women in their lifetime. And we're doing our best to make sure people are educated about what they need to do for prevention. Mm-hmm. In helping those going through the cancer journey with services and information and clinical trials. And then, of course, one of our foundations is working on research to cure the disease.
Right. And that's one of those things. We've talked about it before. Cancer, breast cancer is one of those things that affects everybody. Whether you have somebody in your family, you know somebody. It's just insane how that happens.
It is. It's very prevalent and affects men as well.
Yep.
And we are focused on that. It also, you know, there's folks that have to live their lives with it because there's metastatic breast cancer that isn't something that someone can get over or get through as some forms of cancer are. Our challenge is that cancer is insidious. It takes many forms, and even breast cancer has many forms and many, you know. But the biggest weapon we have is education and prevention. And I think women understand that for the most part. But, you know, we're always talking, making sure people remember to get their mammograms when they're at different age-appropriate recommendations. We work with healthcare providers to make sure they know what the science recommends and, you know, what the best treatments are. And, you know, all of that is part of our mission and scope.
Absolutely. And that is why these fundraisers that we do, these walks and these certain events, are so important.
They
because
are.
That's where that comes from.
Exactly. You know, not everyone can be an oncologist.
Right.
You know, not
yeah.
everyone can even work for the society to be a patient navigator or to help people on our 800 number. But, you know, we all can do a little bit and raise funds. And every dollar that's raised is very important for our mission. So we appreciate it. We hope more people will join us. The more the better. We're a walk. We don't have any minimum fundraising. We don't have any registration. We just ask you to come out, fundraise as much as you can.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
let's talk about the event itself for a little bit. What can people expect as they go down to Whitaker Woods, which again, happening Sunday, October 20th?
Right. Yeah. We're in Whitaker Woods. Been there for a while now.
Yeah.
So it's a great location because we love it because it's visible on the road. And then when we start the walk itself goes right through North Conway Village. So we got all of that action,
of
you
course,
know, and we loop around down at Depot back to North South. And then the last mile is through Whitaker Woods. So we kind of got a nice combination of being out there and, you know, seen. But then you get a nice fall foliage walk as
well.
Sure. So it's a good combination. You know, other things going on that morning, you know, we have refreshments for everybody. We have Avon booth. We have the Home Depot comes with kids' crafts.
Yeah, a few
you know.
Sponsored events, few
exactly.
vendors just to
Jeannie
be out there.
Limmer's dancers come and perform
Excellent.
Generously.
Very talented.
Yeah, so it's a great morning, a lot of fun. You know, just celebrating survivors is another big part of the morning. We invite all survivors to come, whether you want to walk or not. You can just come. We get a nice gift for you. If you choose to be recognized, we recognize you as part of our opening ceremony, and you lead the walk, again, if you choose to. But it's just wonderful to see how many survivors there are. You know, we have people who, you know, have been diagnosed within weeks that come. And then I was at a walk yesterday. We had someone who's 37 years of survivorship. So, you know, it gives people hope.
Yeah.
If, you know, if they're just going through this, you know, to see someone else that has been surviving and has made it through.
Somebody that understands where they're coming
from.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is very cool. Now, you said there's no where can people go for more information, I guess, is where I'm going. Because you said there's no registration page or anything.
Yeah.
You guys
are
just accepting.
We want you to register, please.
Yeah.
We have a website. It's makingstrideswalk.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go there, you can search for North Conway. Or if you go .org/NorthConwayNH, you'll go directly to our event site, We ask you to register. Even survivors, we ask them to register day of. So you want to get that over with, feel free to go on the website and register as a survivor.
Yep.
And that makes you have a, it creates a fundraising page.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and you can fundraise there. One of the newest benefits technology has given us is that if you create the page and then from our page, you can link to Facebook.
Perfect. Yeah. You
know, Facebook is a wonderful
tool
to
yeah.
ask family and friends on a down low basis and have them really come through for you. You don't even have to write the letters that you used to have to write 10 years ago asking mm-hmm. for money. So.
And I'm sure people create teams and all of that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you can walk as an individual, like, you know, and just come.
Yeah.
Or please create teams. We're always looking for new teams to get involved. It's a great bonding experience for people with businesses to form a team with their coworkers or organizations. We have some terrific folks that have done that over the years, different organizations and businesses, and we, you know, love to see more.
Yeah, and let's talk about that a little bit, too. I'm sure you have a whole list of sponsors.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, these events, that's one great thing about being here in the Valley. One
yes.
of the benefits is that there's always a group of people that are ready to help, no matter what the cause.
Exactly.
So, please, let's thank
well,
them.
The Penguin Gallery, our flagship sponsor,
yep.
you know, they've
one
been
of the White Mountain
funds.
Independents.
Yes,
excellent.
Yes, wonderful sponsor, Memorial Hospital, Settlers Green, where you're located.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith Village Savings Bank is one of our statewide helpers, part of us as well. Storyland and the Echo Group and Green Mountain Rifle are just some of our bigger ones.
Sure.
And we have others as well. We have sponsorship levels starting at $100 for a route marker. So if you're a business out there, you're just like, well, I don't know, we can't make it, or there's only
sure.
one or two of us. We'd love, you know, $100 donation. We'll get you a route marker and put it, we'll be on the walk route. People will see that you support the effort. And
you're still looking for those?
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
yeah.
I know, you know, right up to day
right
of.
Right up to
you
the
know?
Day of. Okay. Yeah, I like it.
You
I
can
like
walk
it.
In with a check anytime, you know. It's for our mission. It's what I'm, you know, passionate about, raising money, making sure that, you know, we fund the... You know, fun for the cure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, all those details can be found at makingstrideswalk.org, and you can go to /NorthConwayNH for more details. Kathy, how can they reach out to you if they want to get to you directly?
They can call me. I've got I'm in North Conway, but I have this internet number now.
No worries.
So it's 512-490-8787, or feel free, you know, if you go on the website,
yep.
you'll find my name and contact information there. It's Kathy with a K and a Y .metz at cancer.org.
Excellent. And there's still a couple weeks left, so you guys can actually really still raise a lot
oh,
of funds
yeah.
in this
like
amount of time.
Like I said, the technology these days, someone can, you know, sign up, and if they use our tools, whether it's sending emails or linking to Facebook, you know, you can really overnight raise hundreds of dollars. So,
that's
you know,
awesome.
Please don't feel like it's too late.
Yep.
Even the teams, you know, gather friends and family, and what you can raise, we appreciate. Come on out. If you raise $100, you get an awesome pink long sleeve t-shirt. So
cool.
That's cool too.
Yeah.
We love to see a pink when they start walking. So
absolutely. Well, it sounds like a fun time. Again, Sunday, October 20th. And that's what it is too. It's obviously about the prevention and the awareness, but it's also a celebration of those that have survived.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it
and
is.
Giving
it
that
really
the motivation to people that are unfortunately battling it now.
Right.
It's absolutely great. Check it all out. That's makingstrideswalk.org, again, /NorthConwayNH. You can also give the 1-800 number a call, 1-800-227-2345. And I like the tagline. We've been saying it right along here for weeks now. Every step that we take will get us one step closer to a world without breast cancer. I think it's a great goal.
It is.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your support. This radio station and the other
We're proud
Mount
to be
Washington
sponsors.
Radio Group, we appreciate it.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much, Kathy Metz of the American Cancer Society. We wish you a wonderful time.
Thank you.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.